I said our anxiety to serve Krishna will take us towards Krishna. Does that mean all anxiety will take us towards Krishna? Let's say if you are feeling, if you are trying to form a relationship with someone, dating, but we don't feel connected and we feel worried whether I'll find a good partner or not, and I get anxiety because of that. But that doesn't seem to take us towards Krishna. Yes. The point which I was making when I said your anxiety for serving Krishna will take you towards Krishna, the point was, Prabhupada was saying over there that just because you are feeling anxious, don't think you should give up your service to Krishna. Serving Krishna is a whole package. And the package is centered on having a relationship with Krishna. So now relationship with Krishna is, Mother Yashoda, she loves to feed Krishna. But sometimes when Krishna is carried away by the Bhutana demon, is carried away by the Vatra, Shaktasur demon, she's in great fear. But that is also increasing her remembrance of Krishna. So with respect to Krishna, whatever be the emotion, that is like nectar. Because it is reminding us of Krishna. So when the remembrance is joyful, it is like sweet nectar. When the remembrance is causing anxiety, that is like bitter nectar. But it's still nectar. Now with respect to our situation and our various emotions that we go through, yes, anxiety is simply a result of uncertainty. If I have to catch a flight and I'm not sure whether I'll reach in time or not, then I'll have anxiety. So anxiety is simply a fact of life. In life there is uncertainty, and that's why there will be anxiety. So the problem is not, the another word for anxiety would be fear. Fear is not the problem. It is fearfulness that is the problem. What is the difference between fear and fearfulness? Say, A, if I'm looking down from a 10-story building, and I look down, and I feel a fear if I fall down. And that makes me cautious. So that fear is actually a protector. And if a child is peering down a 10-story building, a child feels no fear. And the mother will feel great fear. Hey, come back, what are you doing? So, fear is in one sense good. Because it can protect us from danger. But suppose, you know, I look down the 10-story building, I felt some fear. I come back home. Now I'm sitting peacefully at my home, but still my mind keeps rippling. Oh, I looked down that. What if you fell down? Before, what will happen? Then it is not fear, it has become fearfulness. So when there is a danger, fear at that time is a healthy response. But when that emotion comes, even in the absence of danger, then that makes us fearful. Now for most of us, the dangers that we face usually are not that physical. Like say falling off a 10-story building. Our dangers are we may lose our job, a relationship may not work out. Now these are not one specific moment of danger. It's like a nagging uncertainty that is there constantly behind us. So in such a situation, we will feel fear. But what we need to do is, we need to understand that we are bigger than our situations and our emotions. We might talk about the inner seer, inner screen and the outer scene. So, the situation might be problematic. You know, I want to form a relationship but it's not working out. Oh, I'm feeling some fear. That is natural. But I am not the situation. If we look back at our life, sometimes when I do some workshops, I do this thought exercise. I tell people, say, maybe you can do it. Some of you may like to do it when you go back home. Now, if say you are 25 or 30, look back for the last 3 years of your life and think what was the biggest problem you had 3 years ago. Then go back 6 years ago. Go back 9 years ago. Do it for 5 years, till 15 years. And note down the problem. And you will find that actually that problem at that time appeared as if, you know, if this is not solved, my life will end. Maybe, you know, we were giving an important exam, and if I don't pass this exam, my life will be ruined. Or whatever it might be. At every situation in our life, we have had problems. And we have survived those problems. our mind tends to catastrophize problems. This is going to get, this doesn't work, it's going to catastrophe. But when the mind catastrophizes situations or problems, we with our intelligence should contextualize problems. Contextualize means this problem is a product of this context, this situation. In the past there was another context, there was another problem at that time. So just as I survived that problem, I'll survive this problem also. So the anxiety about uncertainties of life, that is unavoidable. But we don't have to be anxiety filled. If I understand that I am bigger than the situation. Sometimes life gives us trouble, we may be in pain. I say that we may have to live with pain, but we don't have to live in pain. Live with pain means, yes, there's a, you know, okay, I got some back pain and I feel that pain. But live in pain means I'm constantly thinking about it. So my consciousness becomes contained within that. I can't think about anything else. So we may have to live with anxiety, but we don't have to live in anxiety. See, this part of my life is uncertain right now, so I have some anxiety about it. But my life is not reduced to this thing alone. It is important, but my life is much bigger than this. Yes, I want to have a relationship in the world, but I also have, I am my own person, I have an eternal relationship with Krishna, and I have many other, many aspects to my life. So when we see that one situation, we acknowledge, we can't wish away anxiety. Many people say, how can we conquer all our fears? No, we can't conquer all fears. But what we can do is, we can recognize that we are bigger than our fears. And then we can live with them without them overcoming us, without them overwhelming us. So by our intelligence, when we contextualize our fears, contextualize our anxieties, then we can live with anxiety without living in anxiety.